I think there is some put and take areas around. I don't think it's quite what it used to be. And I had a couple of friends that every once in a while we'd go to one of those, I forgot what they were called now, but there were areas where guys would do that. They would raise pheasants, and then you have a group of four or five guys or whatever, and they take you out to a certain farmland. And 2 hours before you're scheduled to go out there, they go drop off a bunch of pheasants. And like you said, they're raised in a pen kind of thing, you know, a great big pen kind of thing. They were kind of dumb. They shake them, they spin them around when they go to release them, get them all dizzy, and then drop them down. And of course, they're on the ground, and they're all dizzy, and they don't know what to do. So the guy walks away kind of thing, and then they just sit there until they're not dizzy anymore, and then they don't know where they are or where to go or what to do kind of thing. It's just, I don't know, it's not a good thing. I guess it's not really what I call hunting, but it is what it is. You know, with none of them left, I guess the guys miss doing that kind of thing. Especially the dog guys. A lot of guys, they got dogs and a lot of training, a lot of money and time, effort put into you know, training them and hunting with them kind of thing. And the dogs just love it kind of thing. So they get missing that. And, you know, you do whatever you can, I guess. And it's probably with me, it's just, I don't know, I felt funny every time I was doing it.